The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
WA has spent most of the pandemic locked away behind our closed border. And you know what? It's worked out pretty great. A lot of businesses are booming and we're living our lives almost as if COVID doesn't exist. But now talk has finally turned to reopening the borders. It's reasonable to wonder what that's going to look like. Thankfully, South Australia has volunteered to be our guinea pig on that one. And how's it going so far? Well, the Crow Eaters opened their borders to vaccinated travellers on Tuesday. By Wednesday, the state had two new COVID cases. Oh, and then they had another three cases yesterday. And there'll be more new cases today, with SA Health revealing a bunch of exposure sites. It's only a matter of time till South Australia has hundreds of COVID cases in the community. For those playing along at home, 79% of South Australians over 16 are fully vaccinated. Given what we know about this coronavirus, if SA has hundreds of cases, a percentage of them will land in the ICU and some people will die. This is not revelatory information. It's not even a matter for debate. It's a stone cold fact. And here's another fact. This is exactly how things will play out in WA. Police Commissioner Chris Dawson hinted yesterday that the WA border could open in early January, which roughly lines up with when we should hit 90% double vaxxed. Of course, Queensland thought they'd easily stroll to that 90% mark, but now new data suggests the banana benders might struggle to hit it. And why is that, you ask? Well, it's because of people who are vaccine hesitant or straight up anti-vaxxer. The data found vaccine hesitancy in Queensland was sitting at about 11% of the eligible population. That'll be a massive problem once the borders reopen. The same study found hesitancy in WA was just over 5%, which is clearly a lot better, but still represents tens of thousands of people. So I'd encourage all those people to keep a close eye on South Australia in the weeks to come. Pay attention when families are putting unvaccinated loved ones on ventilators or in the grave, because that's what the future has in store for unvaccinated people in WA, and that future is just around the corner.